sunny skies, 41 degrees in Wausau at our Bull Falls Radio Studios on East Wausau Avenue. I'm Chad Holmes, and welcome to another edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Yep, today we are back both on 98.9 FM and 1230 AM, in addition to online and through those mobile devices. Yesterday, we were having some issues in terms of our transmitter site of 98.9, so we were off the air for much of the day, including for much of my program yesterday. And because of that, a couple of interviews that we had yesterday with the Lieutenant Governor of Wisconsin, Mandela Barnes. In fact, Lieutenant Governor Barnes was in Wausau, the Wausau area, yesterday for a campaign event. We also had a chance to talk to him yesterday. And for those of you who missed it yesterday, we're going to re-air that interview today at 3:15. Also yesterday, we were joined from the Capital Times newspaper out of Madison, their Capital Bureau Chief, Jessie Apoyan. She wrote a very interesting article in the last week on Senator Ron Johnson, and really a deep dive into Ron Johnson, and also talking about the Senate campaign as well. So we'll have that one right after our interview with Lieutenant Governor Barnes. We'll have Jessie Apoyan's interview just after 3:30. So again, Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes at 3:15, Jessie Apoyan from the Capital Times at 3:30. Just to give you folks who tuned into 98.9 yesterday, got a couple of notes saying where were we, and they wanted to hear that interview with the Lieutenant Governor. And also, don't forget that if you miss any of our interviews, miss any of our programs, you can go to our website at civicmedia.us. Again, go to civicmedia.us, and you can listen to all the programs that we have here on Bull Falls Radio. You can go under the shows and then look for my name, Chad Holmes Show, and you can listen to hours, full hours of each of our shows in the past. So again, if you missed yesterday or any of the shows that we've had in recent weeks, go to civicmedia.us and then go under shows and then look for the Chad Holmes Show, and you can listen to our previous hours here on Bull Falls Radio. In addition to what we have in the second hour coming up here in hour number one, we will be joined by Sean Wright from the Grand Theater. Again, some great programs coming up at the Grand Theater. What a great season they have lined up. It's been off to a flying start, got underway just a couple of weeks ago. Coming up tomorrow, it will be Lone Star, and they've had some great shows this week. The Book of Mormon last night and also tonight, and I mean, just really great stuff. And we'll talk about what's going on with the Performing Arts Foundation and the Grand Theater with the Executive Director, Sean Wright, coming up in just a few minutes at 2:15. Also, Wednesday's always a fun day for me. Fun because I get to work a lot. I get to be with you for 2 hours between 2 and 4 p.m. Then the Devil's Advocates from 4 till 6. And then I am back, but I don't carry the load alone from 6 till 8. As I'll be joined by former Mosinee head football coach Paul Novinsky, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association Hall of Famer, as each Wednesday, including tonight, from 6 till 8 p.m., it's the big high school sports show. And it's a great time of year. High school football heading to the playoffs. We'll talk about what happened in the final week of the regular season. We'll look ahead to the Level 1 playoffs starting on Friday night, and we have a couple of guests as well. At 6:40 tonight, we'll be joined by Wausau West head football coach Matt Johnson. Coach Johnson, in his first season as the head coach of the Warriors, 8-1 record. They are getting set for a playoff game on Friday night against Wisconsin Rapids, a game that we will have right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And then at 7:06, our student-athlete guests. Again, if you haven't tuned in, always great to have a long-form interview with one of our area student-athletes. And tonight it will be from Wittenberg-Burnhamwood High School, their outstanding running back, David Goderman. So again, Matt Johnson at 6:40, David Goderman at 7:06, Paul Novinsky and myself, the big high school sports show from 6 till 8 p.m. right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And that's one of the great things about our new radio station. It's been pretty new. We got underway on August the 1st when Civic Media bought the radio station, and news, talk, and sports, and we try to be as local as possible here, including these 2 hours from our Bull Falls Radio studios each and every weekday, and happy that you're tuned in again here today. Came across a story earlier today, came out in the last day or so, tough news for Wausau, as more than 200 employees are going to lose their jobs when Foot Locker permanently closes its distribution center on the far west side by the end of April. The company notified Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg and the State Department of Workforce Development about the closure and layoff plans yesterday. According to the letter Foot Locker sent, the company identified ways it could make its distribution network more efficient and effective. Foot Locker will begin phasing out distribution operations at 500 North 72nd Avenue in Wausau starting at the end of January, and the facility will be closed by the end of April. The letter said the entire facility will be shut down, all 210 employees will be affected, and the closure will be permanent. The first layoffs will include 162 employees on January 31st. The second round of layoffs will include 48 employees and will be completed before the end of April. The notice said the company gave workers contact information for the local workforce development board, and all workers are non-union employees with no bumping rights. So again, that's sad news. We'll talk a bit more about this and some other local news stories as we continue in this program later on this hour and early the next hour as well. But we're going to take a break, and then coming up, we will be talking about the activities at the Grand Theater with the Performing Arts Foundation Executive Director Sean Wright as we continue here on the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Friday night, it's the start of the high school football playoffs, and the Wausau West Warriors play host to Wisconsin Rapids in a Division I Level 1 playoff. Hear the game live on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa, with the pregame at 6:40 and kickoff at 7 p.m. Hear all the exciting action live on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230, online at BowFallsRadio.com, and mobile devices by searching WXCO, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. Wausau West High School Football on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, Sun Printing, Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, Bob Looks for State Senate, and the Wausau West Athletic Department. It's Wausau West taking on Wisconsin Rapids in a Division I Level 1 playoff. Friday night, starting with the pregame show at 6:40, opening kickoff at 7 p.m. Live on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230, online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, here on a Wednesday afternoon. The time is 2:16. Sunny skies. Temperature, a bit chilly out there, 41 degrees. But we will talk to Ray Miller from Weatherology a little bit later on, expecting much warmer temperatures and a terrific weekend. So we'll talk about that coming up. But right now, right on time, right into his chair at a perfect moment, a man that knows theatrics.
Exactly.
You're around the theater so often. Come in right when the curtain opens. It's Sean Wright from the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation and Grand Theater, to the Executive Director, Sean Wright. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you for having me.
I tell you again, you know, when that curtain opens, you got to be right on your spot.
You got to make an entrance, you know. When they call places, you know, you're there.
Hey, no waste of time, right? I know you're a busy man. Looking sharp, by the way. Yeah, I tell you.
I do what I can.
It's obviously been a great week. A couple of sold-out shows. Absolutely. Last night and tonight, and they got Lone Star coming up. But what's it been like this week so far?
Yeah, it's been really going back to last Thursday night, having an Ultimate Queen experience in with Mark Martel for a sold-out show. And then, Broadway shows are, we're so thrilled to bring them to Central Wisconsin, but they're undertakings. There's a lot of pieces and a lot of parts. We had our first Broadway and Bagels yesterday, where about 100 people came in and had the opportunity to see the crew start building the show. You know, it's about a 10-hour process, but they got to see the first couple hours of it, and then sold out show last night, another sold out show tonight, and almost sold out show on Thursday night. And and Wausau Dance Theater is in this weekend for Thriller.
Right,
so
that's right.
Yeah, that's okay. That's the business, though. But yeah, it is we're all running on adrenaline at this point, I guess is the best way to put it.
Absolutely. I wanted to ask you, did you get a chance to see Book of Mormon last night?
I did, and it's fantastic. And I tell you what, this company, this is a new national tour, and just such exceptional talent on this tour. It's always amazing when you see some of these, when you read some of the credits, and it's people on their first national tour, their second national tour, graduating out of the ensemble into a lead or featured role, and you go, how is this only your first national tour? You're incredibly talented. And so, yeah, it's a, like I said, it was great to have a full house last night. It'll be great to have a full house again tonight. And then, and then we do, you know, and now for something completely different, we turn around for a night of fantastic country music tomorrow.
Before we talk about that, I want to get your, you know, you're there. When the show, you know, whether it's an intermission or whether the show's done, I'm sure you get a chance to talk to the folks that the ticket buyers.
Yeah.
What have they been saying? I'm always curious about that because as part of your job, that must be actually
absolutely
a fun part to hear actually the people at the show at the time, the immediacy, the immediate reaction to it. What do you hear? What have you been hearing?
You know, I mean, I will say the Mark Martel show last week, Ultimate Queen, you know, when we had Mark here in 2019, right as he was kind of hitting it big, right as Bohemian Rhapsody was hitting theaters, the response from patrons just blew me away. And I thought perhaps, oh, it's kind of an immediacy thing. You know, everybody saw the movie, loved the movie. Mm-hmm. Here's the guy who did a lot of the vocals for the movie. You know, flash forward now 3 years and, you know, his career's taken off. And just, I mean, he could have run for, you know, whatever elected office in Wausau Marathon County after that performance and would have gotten 100% of the vote because people were just, I mean, you know, not just, oh, a great show, but like, that might be one of the best shows I've ever seen. So it's always great to hear that. You know, obviously, Book of Mormon, a little bit a different thing, you know, just because it's a, anybody who knows that it's not a musical for everybody from the creators of South Park. And so, you know, 99% of patrons love it, but you do have about 1% who go, and it's not that they don't, you know, that there's not talent on the stage, but they just like, that's not really.
It doesn't hit the nerve that you want to hit.
Not my cup of tea, and that's fine. That's the beauty of it. You know, I mean, that's the beauty of what we do is that every night, you know, I mean, we'll have people tomorrow night who go, oh, you know, 80s, 90s country, that's perfect for me. I have other people who, you know, would be there tonight who won't come tomorrow night because that's not their thing. And that's what we try to do is to try and create a season that, you know, does truly something offer something for everybody.
I have found when I've gone to the theater that sometimes the most enjoyment is when you don't know all the words.
Absolutely.
I have a friend that actually was involved in theater and went out to California and be involved in the entertainment business. And back when we were in college, we went to Green Bay for a show one time. And it was called In Circles. Never heard of it. Yeah. The show, it was fantastic. And then at the end of it, we just look at each other. I said, I have no idea what that was about, but it was incredible. I mean, and it stuck with me for years and decades. And I imagine that's, again, for your position to be able to bring in things that, hey, I don't know all the words to this. Maybe I'm going to love this. Maybe it's not going to be but I think you can still appreciate it,
absolutely,
can't you?
Absolutely. I mean, and that's, you know, that's what I always tell people is that, you know, that if a show is bad, you know, it's not well done, or the artist doesn't care, or the artist, you know, and we've all had those. I mean, I've had shows like that, and you know, here in other venues where you're like, the artist mailed it in tonight, and you know, and or is dealing with different things. But if the show is good artistically, then you and I can disagree about whether we like it, dislike it. You know, you like different things. I mean, but you're right. The you know, it's always great to have the things that you know are exceptional and that you've seen. But I think back to a thing that still sticks with me is many years ago, you know, I was in New York at the major conference and I had a presenting friend who said, hey, you know, come with me. We're going to go down into the village in New York one of the famous jazz clubs. Well, this was on a Monday night, last night of the conference. I'm like, man, I am exhausted. I don't even sleep. I got to fly back home tomorrow. He's like, no, we're going to go to dinner. We're going to go to this club. Mm-hmm. He's like, we're going to go see this artist. You've never heard of him, but trust me, you're going to really like it. So we go to see the show, and it was amazing. Guy was incredible. Well, it turned out to be John Batiste. And this was before he was John Batiste. And so then I had the opportunity to present John in a series in Birmingham and work with him and his band, and he was incredible. And then not long after that, he became John Batiste, you know.
Stephen Colbert.
Stephen Colbert's and band now, leader and now Grammy winner, all these things. But literally, he was just playing at a jazz club on a Monday night, and I had no expectation as to what I was going into other than, you know, the person I'm with really knows music and
right.
and said, trust me, you're going to enjoy it. And yeah, I 10 minutes in, I was going, who is this? And like, they're going to have the biggest career I've ever seen.
And part of, I bet you for your job, it's like, you know, you bring in all these acts, that has to be just... That's like hitting a Grand Slam home run, isn't it? When you absolutely. Get somebody like that before their star, before and then that. You see them, and yeah, I had them back when nobody knew back them back when, in New York. I mean, that's and when you talked about, you know, seeing the show last night and seeing these talents that are having their first national tour, I still kind of get goosebumps because I got friends that, like I said, that it is such a tough business. It really is. There are so many talented people that never get the opportunity because they're just not in the right place at the right time. And then to have these people that, and I bet you saw it where you could probably see it on stage where this was their first big chance and they are grabbing it, wrapping their arms around it and sharing it with the audience. I just think that is fantastic.
It is. It's one of the favorite things to see the reaction of artists, emerging artists, or just, you know, artists who it's their first time in our community or it's not their first time in the community. You know, we just announced Lewis Black will be coming back next May.
I love Lewis Black.
Lewis is great. And one of the things is, you know, Lewis has been here, this will be, man, his fourth or fifth time. And Lou just really likes playing this market. He, you know, and he talks about, you know, the people here are so kind and they're, you know, supportive and they, you know, and they, you know, they're a respectful audience. And that's the thing. So it's great to see those emerging artists who, you know, they're on a first national tour. They don't know Wausau from Washington, D.C., but they get here and go, wow, this is really a great place. And wow, we stayed right downtown and had all these cool things. And this audience was wow. And we got to perform our art that we know and love. And that's also great to have established artists like Lou who could go anywhere who say, oh yeah, no, I'll keep playing the Grand Theater. I really love the people there. I love, you know.
Develop a relationship. With the people in the community. That's fantastic.
Exactly.
Again, we're talking to Sean Wright, the Executive Director of the Performing Arts Foundation and the Grand Theater here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9. You said it tomorrow night, Lone Star. Few tickets remaining?
Yeah, we still have a few tickets left.
And there's not a bad seat in the house.
There is not. There is not. And it's going to be a great show. You know, they're celebrating their newest album, which is actually a sort of reimagining of their 10 number one singles. Mm-hmm. You know, they went back and re-recorded the 10 number ones. And, you know, so really a cool concept that it's, you know, we've all been to those shows with artists we've known and loved for decades, and they walk out and go, and I got a new album tonight. And you're going, I don't want to hear.
I want to hear that.
I want to hear. And so that's the great thing where this tour is, no, we're going out and showcasing the songs that made us Lone Star. And so, yeah, if you're a country music fan, you're going to love it.
And this weekend, you said a thriller, 25th anniversary. Hard to believe.
Amazing.
I mean, every year I do the Labor Day parade and they're always there and they're saying, hey, come down to the Grand Theater coming up. And again, this
absolutely.
Year, and people love it, don't they? This is the perfect time of year.
Two shows on Saturday, going to be a great day. And the Wausau Dance Theater always puts on an amazing presentation. And we're excited to have them back.
And I guess, though, I wanted to touch on American Ballet Theaters coming up a week from Saturday.
A week from Saturday. You know, that is, it's our studio company. So really it's those emerging stars. If, you know, every major ballet star to come out of the U.S., you know, from Misty Copeland and the rest, all got their start in ABT in the studio company. And so this really is the next generation of ballet stars. And so, you know, and it's a night of mixed reps. So you're going to get to see, you know, you're going to see things from classic ballets. You're also going to get to see newer works and, you know, ballet performed to songs you never even imagined. So we're really excited. And of course we've got the tasting bar beforehand. That's an extra ticket, but a whiskey and wine
well
tasting.
Worth it though.
So it makes a full Saturday evening.
Exactly. I mean, I got to tell you, Sean, I love having you come in because this stuff excites me, and I know it excites a lot of people here in Central Wisconsin, and it's one of the coolest aspects. It really is. I just think it's fantastic that we always have a number of different things we can talk about when you come in every couple of weeks, and I'm glad maybe you'll get a chance to take a deep breath in the next few days, but it really is worth it, isn't it?
It is. It is. I mean, it is an amazing community and region. You know, the entire region really supports us, and, you know, we couldn't do it without them, but it's a lot of work, but there's nothing better than as I said, the best words in our business are sold out.
Exactly.
We've had a couple of those already, another one tonight.
Again, the website to check out everything going on.
Yeah, you can visit grandtheater.org.
So simple.
We try and make it simple.
Sean Wright, thank you again. I know you came in as the curtain opened, and we always appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Sean Wright from the Performing Arts Foundation and the Grand Theater. Again, great shows. Go to grandtheater.org, correct? Or is it .com? .org. Grandtheater.org. That's Sean Wright. We'll have more coming up. Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9. Friday night, the Newman Catholic High School football team plays host to McDonald Catholic in an 8-player football Level 1 playoff. Hear the game live online at bowfallsradio.com and Sports Stream 2, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and kickoff at 7 p.m. The game can also be heard on delay following the broadcast of the Wausau West playoff. Newman Catholic High School Fighting Cardinals football on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 is brought to you locally by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Sun Printing, REI Engineering, Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, the Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club, and the Newman Friends of the Gridiron. It's Newman Catholic taking on Chippewa Falls McDonald in an 8-player football WIAA Level 1 playoff. Hear the game live online at bowfallsradio.com and the Sports Stream 2, starting with pregame show at 6:40 and kickoff at 7 p.m. The game can also be heard on delay on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230, immediately following our coverage of the Wausau West playoff. Welcome back. Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. Thanks again to the Executive Director of the Performing Arts Foundation and the Grand Theater, Sean Wright, for joining us here today. And I am not faking it when I talk to Sean in terms of the excitement I get from hearing about these shows. Part of my history back in the day, back when it was not UW-Stevens Point at Wausau, when it was the University of Wisconsin at Marathon County. After I graduated high school, I went to a UWMC for a couple of years before heading over to Eau Claire to finish up my degree at UW-Eau Claire. And when I was at UWMC, I had so many great opportunities, and one of which was to be involved in theater, to be able to do shows. I never thought I would ever do it. Never in a million years did I think I'd ever be on stage, but I had some friends who were involved, needed some help, and ultimately got me involved and just fell in love with it. The rush of being on a stage, to have an audience, to have live theater, and I love being in the audience for it as well. There's something about being in an audience watching a live performance of a great show, whether it's a drama, whether it's a comedy, whether it's a musical or anything else, whether it's a musical performance. I mean, it's just fantastic. And if you look again at the grandtheater.org and look at the lineup for what's coming here to Wausau, it is fantastic. And there's some incredible shows, Broadway-level shows, incredible entertainment. And it's such a beautiful facility to watch it in. I mean, I've been there so many times to be able to watch a show from the Grand Theater. I remember when I was young, there was years before the great renovation. I'm not sure how many of you remember when there was a great renovation of the Grand Theater and brought it back. And ever since then, it's been fantastic. And what Sean does and what his team does to bring some of these performances and these performers is just fantastic. And again, talking about the performers, I've had people in my life that wanted to do this for a living. I have wonderful friend who now lives in Milwaukee. Incredible talent. She is incredibly talented, but unfortunately never has been able to get that one big break. She, in fact, went to New York, studied under the great Mike Nichols. You know, Mike Nichols, director of The Graduate and director of other great films, but as wonderful as Mike Nichols was as a film director, he was even better as a stage director. He just knew how to get the best out of his actors, whether on stage or whether on the screen. And this friend of mine was able to study under Mike Nichols. But there's so many incredibly talented people. You have to be in the right place at the right time. And I would have loved nothing better than for her to get that opportunity on the big stage. But she continues to perform in different ways. And other friends who have gone off to California searching off for their glory. And again, it's incredible, the competition, the incredible talent that you have to go up against just to get small roles, whether on Broadway or in Hollywood on the big screen. But you get a chance to see these talented performers. And that was a great story about John Batiste. Of course, John Batiste has gone on to become the band leader for the Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and left that position recently because of his incredible success. Grammy Award winner, Oscar Award winner. I mean, he has just exploded. And to hear the story that somebody that Sean Wright knew said, hey, we're going to go off this little club in the Village on a Monday night and see this incredible jazz performer. And it was John Batiste. And then, of course, Sean said he was able to get him in his previous position down in the Carolinas performing before he was, again, well-known as John Batiste. Again, you never know these performers that you see. Some of them already made their name. We talked about Louis Black. Boy, Louis Black. I love Louis Black, the way that he is able to. His comedy just cuts to the bone. It's so funny and so real. Great to hear that Louis Black will be back, back in black again in Wausau at the Grand Theater coming up in 2023. But you have these famous people that you've already heard of, that you've already know that they've become famous around the world. And then you have these performers that are, I will say it, just as talented. As he said, seeing some of these performers in the Book of Mormon last night and then again tonight at the Grand, that getting their first opportunity on a cross-country Broadway, basically off-Broadway tour, getting that first chance to show their incredible talents and to feel that on the stage is just, it really, it does give you goosebumps that these people are seeing their dreams come true in front of you at the Grand Theater. And so many great shows, as we talked about Lone Star tomorrow night. As Sean said, a great band that's been incredibly popular for many years. And they will be on the stage at the Grand Theater tomorrow night. As Sean said, there are tickets available this weekend. The Wausau Dance Theater Thriller, their 25th anniversary. And I said it, every year I get an opportunity to go announce the Labor Day Parade. They always have a float and they always promote it, always telling everybody there at the Wausau Labor Day Parade, come out next month. We're going to have our production again at the Grand Theater. It's that time of year. Thriller, Saturday and Sunday at the Grand. Get your tickets now as well at grandtheater.org. And a week from Saturday, as he said, American Ballet Theater Studio Company. Incredible talent. We are so fortunate, again, that Sean and his team bring this incredible talent to us at the Grand Theater. So, again, always get a, love the chance to talk about it. And relive some of my great memories in my mind when I talk to someone like Sean Wright every other week here on the program. We try to get him on Wednesdays here on the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. As I mentioned earlier, again, yesterday, we apologize. We had some issues with our transmitter at 98.9 FM. We were on the air at 1230, but we know a lot of you tune in on 98.9. And I had a couple of messages asking to, because we did yesterday have our interview with the Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, asked, hey, could you try to play it again? And that's what I want to do. I'm going to play it again coming up at 3:15. And also a terrific conversation we had with Jesse O'Poyan. Jesse O'Poyan, incredibly talented writer for the Cap Times in Madison. She's been covering the Capitol beat down in Madison for a number of years, and had a chance to talk to her about a very interesting article that she wrote last week on U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. Had a chance to spend some time with Ron Johnson, talk to a number of his supporters, talk about the campaign, talked to some folks on the Mandela Barnes side of things. Really a long-form article at captimes.com. If you haven't done so, check it out. We'll talk to Jesse Appoyan about that. We talked about her yesterday. Again, we're going to replay that conversation at 3:30 today. So a couple of segments focusing basically on the U.S. Senate race going on in the state of Wisconsin. It's a very interesting Senate race, to say the least. Ron Johnson, just today, saw this came from Molly Beck of the Journal Sentinel. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson is asking voters to report instances that they might feel be inconsistent with state laws to his campaign website. Campaign attorneys will review those submissions to determine the next steps, according to a press release. And then our friend Dan Schaefer from, we had him on a couple of weeks ago, from the recombobulation area, terrific website. I'm a subscriber myself. Dan Schaefer from the recombobulation area put out a tweet on that, saying that less than 3 weeks to go, and Ron Johnson is poisoning the well of democracy before the election. Great. And that's right now disconcerting. There was a poll in the New York Times yesterday talking about people's thoughts on threats to democracy. And a lot of people do feel like right now there are a lot of threats to democracy, but many of these people, well, yeah, but this guy is, you know, on my team. This guy is somebody that I think more closely aligns to me politically. I've always been a Republican, so I guess I'm going to still vote for this Republican, even though he is saying that the election was stolen when there was no evidence of it in 2020. I understand that inflation is an issue, that there are issues that, hey, you know, that's concerning. But inflation is not going to be out of control forever. But if we lose our democracy, it might be gone forever. I just don't understand how you can support somebody that is not standing up for democracy. And again, Ron Johnson knows better. Ron Johnson has said all the time that, there's problems with the election. And then there was that piece of video like a year ago. And he said, I know that it's all baloney, basically. But Republicans have to do it or else Donald Trump's going to get mad. I mean, we've heard of the stories about Tim Michaels. Whenever Tim Michaels is backed away at all, the phone calls from Mar-a-Lago have come. Hey, we're going to pull our support from you, Tim, unless you keep on pushing the fact that you might decertify the election if you become governor, even though there's no way you can decertify the election. Again, it's just very disconcerting that we still have this big lie out there. And it's a big lie. There's been no evidence that there was some issue with the 2020 campaign that led to the election of somebody that didn't win. Yeah, there's one or two or three, you know, sometimes you'll see a very, but every election has that, where there's one or two or three issues where somebody may have voted that shouldn't have voted. But widespread voter fraud? No, there has not been. And to see Ron Johnson today stirring it up, just doing everything he can to stir up the far right base, the Trumpian base of the Republican Party. Johnson needs every one of those Trumpian votes, the people that not only don't care about democracy, but actually I don't think want democracy. They want one party rule, something that I'm going to mention to Jesse Appoyan. Part of her article on Ron Johnson in the Cap Times, talking about Ron Johnson when he was asked what can be done to stop this, you know, hatred and all this problems in the American electorate. And he said, eliminate the left. And then he said, I'm not joking. They want one party rule. They want one party rule in the state of Wisconsin and in the country. That's not healthy. As I said before, my entire lifetime, I'm more than 50 years old right now. I've been around a while. I've loved elections. I have videotapes, not DVDs. I have videotapes of the 1996 and 1994 midterms, 1998 midterms. I taped all the election coverage from those years. I still have those. I still have an old-fashioned VCR. Some years, Republicans won control of the House and the Senate and the White House. Some years, Democrats won control of the United States Congress and the Wisconsin State Legislature. But that's the way it's been. That's a two-party democracy. But now one of the parties is trying to make it one-party rule through gerrymandering and a whole bunch more. We're going to take a quick break. Come back with more Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa. Radio 98.9 and 1230 online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Chad Holmes Show with you weekdays from 2 until 4. And don't forget that busy Wednesday, every Wednesday a busy one for me. We will step away at 4 o'clock for the Devil's Advocates from 4 till 6, and then I'll be back along with Paul Davinsky for the big high school sports show from 6 till 8 tonight, talking high school football. Playoffs getting underway this coming weekend. Very exciting time. And something we're going to talk about tomorrow. I'm going to be joined by Nick Ockwig from the Wausau Central Wisconsin Convention and Visitors Bureau Sports Authority. Badger State games, both summer and winter. It's something I want to talk about. Nick Ockwig, actually, he's a busy guy. Very busy guy. But he also takes some time to be the public address announcer for his hometown high school's volleyball team. He lives in Rosholt. And last night, I know Nick was on the microphone as the Rosholt Hornets took on Port Edwards in a first-round matchup in the WIAA playoffs. And I was talking to Nick earlier in the week and talked about, you know, we talk about a lot of activities that are available here in Wisconsin, central Wisconsin. One of the things that, again, I would just encourage you big time to partake in are high school events. Not much cost involved. I think maybe $5 to get in. This Friday night, we got high school football playoffs all around the area. Come out to Tom Field. I'll be over there for the Wausau West Warriors in their Level 1 football playoff, taking on Wisconsin Rapids. Go up to Merrill because of the Newman Catholic Cardinals. They are going to play their home game at Merrill because they don't have lights at Newman Catholic. But Newman Catholic up at Jay Stadium in Merrill, taking on McDonald Catholic. I know that the Stratford Tigers are playing a playoff game at D.C. Everest across town over at D.C. Everest in Schofield at Steam Stadium. Chance to see some high school football there as well. All sorts of venues. And then, of course, in the winter, we got high school basketball, high school hockey, high school wrestling. I mean, it's really a great opportunity to get out, too. Don't sit in front of your TV watching 120 channels and there's nothing on. Get out there, support your local student athletes, and you're going to have a great time. You're going to see your neighbors. You can make some friends and just, again, support those student athletes and go out and see a high school athletic event if you haven't done so in the past. I really encourage you to do that, starting off either with some volleyball playoffs Thursday, high school football playoffs on Friday. Get out there. It's supposed to be a beautiful day Friday, a beautiful night. Take advantage of it and go see a high school football playoff game on Friday night. And take your radio with you because you can tune in. Again, I have Wausau West against Wisconsin Rapids on Friday night, 6:40 for the pregame show, 7 o'clock for the opening kickoff, live right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And Tom Weaver, along with Jeremy Cole, will have the call for the Newman Catholic Cardinals against McDonald Catholic from Merrill's Jay Stadium, live online at bullfallsradio.com and the Sports 2 stream, starting at 6:40 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening kickoff. You can also hear the Newman game against McDonnell on a tape delay basis here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, immediately following our broadcast of the Wausau West game against Wisconsin Rapids. So, again, just trying to let you know, again, there's so many different ways to enjoy yourself here in Central Wisconsin, whether it's the arts, high school sports, and a whole bunch more. And again, please join me and Paul Novinsky tonight, 6 to 8 p.m. for the big high school sports show. Again, our guest at 6:40 will be Matt Johnson, the Wausau West High School football coach. Again, that's 6:40 as the Warriors get set for that playoff game on Friday night. And then at 7:06, our student athlete guest. If you haven't had a chance, we get a chance to sit down for 10, 12, 14 minutes, talk to a student athlete about more than sports. And it's, I think, a really great opportunity to learn a little bit more about the youngsters here in our area. And at 7:06 tonight from Wittenberg-Burnhamwood High School, we'll be joined by David Gonderman. So 6 to 8 p.m., big high school sports show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Also very excited. Earlier today, I've been a little bit of contact, been trying to do this for a while in terms of lining up some special guests, and it looks like next week we're going to get a chance to talk to the Wisconsin Attorney General, Josh Call. It looks like it'll be on Wednesday of next week, but I will let you know for sure when it happens. But Josh Call, the incumbent Attorney General, up for re-election coming up on November the 8th. So Josh Call, we will expect to have on the program sometime next week, likely on Wednesday at this point. So next Wednesday, Josh Call will talk about the campaign, talk about some of the issues in his race against Eric Toney, the Fond du Lac County District Attorney and the Republican candidate for that office. Again, we're getting closer and closer to the election. It's only, 20 days away, 20 days, Tuesday, November the 8th. Interesting to, if you look, and I do this all the time, I'm looking for interesting stories, interesting information, and not even interesting information, just information. You will find information that makes it sound really tough for Democrats coming up on November 8th. You'll find information where it sounds a little bit brighter for Democrats on November the 8th. It sounds a little bit more tough for Republicans. It's all over the place. I think the bottom line is with 20 days to go before the election, things are still up in the air, not only locally, not only statewide, but throughout the country. And I think a lot of that has to do with a number of issues. Number one, it's always tough for the in-party. Right now, the in-party is the Democrats. They own the White House with Joe Biden. They have narrow majorities in both the House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate. So naturally, midterms usually go to the party out of power. But the Republicans have made it, I think, more difficult on themselves because they have some really poor candidates. I mean, that's the thing. And we've had a chance to talk to a few of the Democratic candidates locally and statewide here on this program. I think the candidates that we see, not only in Wisconsin, but throughout the country, not great for the Republicans. And that's going to make it, I think, a little more difficult than it otherwise would have been for the Republican Party. Of course, the Republicans also fighting, I think, some unpopular policy ideas. With the overturning of Roe v. Wade during the summer, I think that has added a little bit of juice to some Democratic voters that may have sat it out. I think we're going to see a few more voters get to the polls that may be normal for this midterm election, and that will obviously be a major factor coming up on November 8th. And again, we will have complete election night coverage. Boy, if you're looking for election night coverage, numbers, analysis, and a whole bunch more, make sure you tune in all night, all day long on November 8th here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, also along the civic media stations throughout the state. We're going to have complete coverage around the state right here on Bow Falls Radio and again on the Civic Media app. If you haven't downloaded the Civic Media app, do so. You can get our station here, Bow Falls Radio, and all the other stations in the Civic Media group of stations. Got to take a break. We got CBS News at the top of the hour coming up and then another hour to go. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.